Alexander, 5076. We want to give a shout out to him and to all of you out there that are praying for me. I know you're listening in Jesus' name. Whatever you desire to do to be a blessing to this ministry, most important thing, continue to pray for us, and you can write us at P.O. Box 9383. That's Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. Or call us at 318-503-4710. And may the Lord richly bless you. Indeed.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my
fear. If nothing
because
else,
my worship. My worship.
It's for real, Lord. It's for real, God. It's for real, my brothers. It's for real, my sisters. My worship. It's for real. Praise God. And at this time, if I would have you to stand, we're getting ready to go straight to the Word of God. Thanking God for His anointing that's in the building. Let's give Him a hand clap. Let's give Him a hand clap. Give an honor. Praise God. At this time, praise the Lord, as the anointing continue to flow. My Jesus, the most important part of any service is the Word of God. In the beginning, before all things were created, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And at this time, I present the vessel that God's going to use tonight. None other than our very own Elder Vincent McKinley. Let's give him a hand clap.
Come on and give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Come on, if He's worthy of your praise, let's give the Lord Jesus Christ a worthy hand clap of praise. Because my God is worthy. Bless the name of the Lord. Is He worthy to you? If the Lord is worthy, you ought to praise that name. Because He's worthy. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I do honor the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can't give the Lord half of what I have to offer Him. God gave Himself for you, us. He gave all of Himself. And I cannot give half of myself in exchange for all of the Lord in which He's done for me. So when we give God a praise, we ought to reach all the way down on the inside where man cannot even see and give God your best praise. The trees had not become trees if it had not been for the root on the inside. That's why I give God my best. I can't give God half of what I got. because he didn't give me half of himself. That's why I praise him. Worthy is the lamb that was slain. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. I will bless the name of the Lord Jesus. He's my Lord. I believe God for miracles. I don't have to see it to believe it. God said that the prayers of the righteous man availeth much. And that whatever he speaks, God said it shall go out and perform. And shall not come back unto him void. In other words, when God says it, it shall be done. That's the God I serve. And how dare I come into halfway through the gates and give him half of my praise and give God half of my gift when God gave his whole self. How dare I give God half of what he gave me? Do you not know that your gift is for the Lord? It's to praise him, to magnify him. If you don't use it, give it to your brother, because that's what God's going to do. He's going to give it to your neighbor. God said, James said, God is no respecter of persons, and neither be you respecter of persons. God is worthy. Do you believe that? Give God another hand clap of praise. Amen. He's worthy. Is he worthy, sir? God made you full of the Holy Ghost. And if you be full, where is there room for anything else? So give him the fullness thereof. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for you thankful tonight. Bless you, God. The Lord is worthy. Yes, Jesus. The Lord said it, he shall perform it. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. 2 Thessalonians. Yes, God, the 3rd chapter. And 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. In Acts, the 19th chapter. Bless you, Jesus. Second Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter. And following that is Corinthians, the 6th chapter. When you have it, say amen. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter. And 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the first verse. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in this name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us. For we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you, Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always. By all means, the Lord be with you all. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee, have I helped thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Bless you. Acts, the 19th chapter, 2nd verse. And he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we come, God, before you, Jesus. God, asking that you will forgive every sin, God, that you will, God, Lord, God, as your word, God, has spoken this night portion of your Sabbath, in which you commanded us to keep, God, all the days of our life, God, and that we shall be keeping it even in heaven, God, as your word said in Isaiah, from Sabbath to Sabbath, and one new moon to the next, God, shall we, Lord, God, glorify your name, God, every Sabbath, God. And God, we ask, God, that the hearers of this word, God, not only become hearers no more, but doers also, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and God, we cast every, Lord God, wicked and evil thought, God, that this flesh, God, and we set aside this flesh, God, that our spirit man may eat and be full this night in Jesus' mighty name, and we bind the devil in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a hearty hand clap of praise. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God. The Lord is worthy, saints. The Lord has given me a word. The Lord spoke unto me this past Wednesday. And as I'm speaking, obedience is better than any sacrifice. The Lord spoke, he said, have you ever heard of a working ministry? He said, we workers are dying. Do you really have the Holy Ghost? So, Lord, what do you mean, God? He said, do you believe in a working ministry? God's ministry is here to work. When God called his people, he called you to work. He called you to work for him. The Bible even began to say, amen, if a man don't work, a man, he ought not eat. And he said, even as God the head of man the head of woman, if a man if he does not work, he ought not eat. And the same in the spirit, in his ministry. If you don't have the mind to work, you can't eat properly from the table of the Lord. God said that. Do you believe in a working ministry? Have you ever heard of that? If you work so much in the natural, so much more you're going to work in the spirit. God said that his workers are dying. His true worshipers. He said, do you really have the Holy Ghost? God said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to be the one that keeps you. The Holy Ghost is going to be the one to lead you and to guide you into all truth, into all manifestation of the Spirit. Do you believe that this is a working ministry? There are no bench warmers in the church of the living God. There are no bench warmers in the church of Jesus Christ. House of prayer called for all nations. God said he called his people to work. He said, be not weary in well doing. For all things work together for them, for the good, for them that loveth the Lord. You're called to work, saints. You're called to work. God said he's going to give you signs of the ending of the ending of times. And those signs of the ending of times is upon us this day. God is not playing with his people. God said that his word, when he gives out his word, it shall go out. And it's not going to come back to him incomplete. Because the Lord gave you his full, the fullness of him. God expects you to give the fullness of yourself. You belong to God. And nobody else. God began to say in Isaiah, is there any other God? There's no other God besides me. There's no other. He said, your obedience is better than anything else you want to sacrifice. God says it, you better do it. God said, whatever a man soweth, the same that he's going to reap. If you obey the word of God, in your obedience comes your desires. God said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you're going to find. And knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Have you ever heard of a working ministry? This ministry is called to work. There's no set limit time on what time you got to work. That's man's time. But for God, it's 24 hours. It's no ending. God didn't set no limit on him dying for you on the cross. So do you believe in a working ministry? God has called you into the ministry to work for him. To work for him. To render yourselves unto him. He gave you the signs of the ending of times. God said, war comes before destruction. And when these times come upon you, God said, I've already given you warning. I've already made you aware of it. I've already told you. God's going to make his children aware. He's not going to hold his people ignorant to Satan's devices. So the devil can't call himself sneaking up on you because the Lord has already told you. I heard a word. A word said, ignorance is no excuse anymore. There's no excuse for ignorance. God said in the book of Acts, the 17th chapter and the 30th verse, he said, in times of ignorance, he winked at sins. But that was in a time that we knew not. How can the Lord impute sin when there was no law? So except God show you the law and put the law in you, then sin can be imputed because you know. Do you believe in a working ministry? You came to work. You didn't come to sit down. The problem, you've been sitting down all your life. But God's calling you to get up and come to work for him. You've been asking too long and receiving nothing. But God said, if you come and work for me and watch me give you what you've been asking. God said the woman with the issue of blood 12 long years, and some of our situations have been for years. You've been asking, you've been praying, you've been sitting down, you've been asking, but you haven't been working. God said, come and work for me. This is a working ministry. I called you to work. My workers are dying. I want you to die from your flesh and come and work for the Lord, your God, the Almighty, the everlasting Father. He's your Prince of Peace. He's the King of Kings, your Lord of God, that you pray, that you get on your knees, that you ask the Lord for. Some of you in the midnight hour. Some of you in the midnight hour when you ask God. You got to sacrifice. God sacrificed himself. God gave his whole self. And God is expecting you to give your whole self. Half of your body, half of your spirit will not be taken up into glory. God is not going to take half of your spirit. God doesn't even want half of your time, half of your body. God wants all your body. He said, if you're lukewarm, God said he's going to spew you out of thy mouth. Halfway, hanging on the fence. Say yes and say no the next minute. You cry 1 second. You smile the next minute. Wishy-washy. But God said, you come and work for me. I can give you the desires of your heart. I can answer. I can give you an answer to them prayers that you've been praying unto me for years, on top of days, months, on top of years. God is a God who can answer the prayers. But you got to come and work for the Lord. You got to get up off your tail and come and work for the Lord. You know what the tail is? The tail is always going to be behind. God wants to push you forward. God is not a God of that's behind. God says he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He will be God. God wants to push you forward. His workers are dying. His workers are dying. Paul said, my flesh died daily. His workers are dying. His workers are working. But he called everybody to work. He called everybody to move the limbs. He said, there we're many members, but we're one body. If we can't work all together, we can't be a body. The body works together as one. God called us as one. He said, I'm coming to gather my sheep, my church, without spot and without a wrinkle. I'm calling the whole church as one. God said, there's no other God. Do you believe in a working ministry? This is a ministry that works. This is a ministry that works. God gave you the wisdom and the natural, and now he wants to give you in the spirit. God said, if a man don't work, he don't need to eat nothing. Same in the spirit. You don't work unto the Lord. You don't get on your knees and pray. You don't go out and witness. God said, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord. God said that the angels in heaven, they rejoice over one soul that come and be saved before him. One soul. And if his people get out and stand for him and speak for him, we are ambassadors of the Lord. We need to open our mouth for the Lord. Come and work for me. Then he can answer the prayers of the heart. This is a working ministry, a ministry, a body of people, a body of people that believe in the word of the Lord. God said, be instant in season and out of season. Whenever you feel like it and whenever you don't feel like it, our God says, get up and go to work. Get up and go to work. That's the God I serve. God first worked for us. You know not, do you not know that? When he created first man Adam, he put Adam to work. He put Adam to work in a garden. This earth is a garden. He wants you to work and work for him. Work for him while you're asking, while you're seeking and working, while you're knocking. Work for the Lord while you're praying and crying out. Work for him while you're hurting and while you're in pain, while you're cut. God wants you to work for him while you're afflicted. God said, I've told you in the furnace of your affliction. You know what that means? When it's hot, when the heat is turned up, God wants you to stand up, because God will lift up a standard in you. Get up and work. God said, work in the furnace of affliction, in the fiery furnace. God called you to work. Ask the three Hebrew boys. Ask the three men of God that stood on the word of God, that stood before God. How can you stand on the word when you don't stand and when you don't kneel before him? How can you stand on him when you don't work for him? Have you come for the fishes and the loaves? Or have you come to work? God said he worked. Did you come for the goods only? Or did you come to work? Are you praying for your brother? Are you praying for thy mother? Are you praying for thy brethren? Hallelujah. Are you praying for them? Are you praying for them who can't pray for themselves? God said, pray and work. Seek him and work. And while you're asking him, get up and work. Work for the Lord. In your working, there comes blessing. Deuteronomy said in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, if you seek him diligently, diligently, deeply, earnestly, when you seek him in the midnight hours, when you seek him whether you're tired or not, whether you feel like it or not, whether the boss made you mad on the job, whether you got fired from the job, God said it's all good. God said, as long as you work for me, God's gonna work for you. But you gotta work for him. You got to work for him. You got to work for the Lord. Deuteronomy 28 chapter said, if you work for him diligently, earnestly, wholeheartedly, not halfway in and halfway out, in one Sabbath and out the next Sabbath, in one ear and out the other, one foot in the door and one foot going backwards, God said, I'm calling you to work. Deuteronomy 28th chapter, he said, if you work diligently, then shall I set you on high. Then shall I set you above every nation, because you are my people. This is my people. Who are my mother? Who are my brethren? Jesus asked. He said, them in here with me. Them that labor in the word with me. Them that serve the Father with me. You are my mother. You are my brethren. They that serve you. They that pray for me. They that worketh while it's day. Pray in at night. Worketh for the Lord. Them shall I set on high. God said, this is the work in ministry. He said, my workers are dying. Even Satan, in the book of Daniel, Daniel said that Satan shall wear out the patience of the saints and think to change times and laws. Think to change times and laws. What God has already put out to his people. Second Thessalonians begin to say that the son of perdition, who opposes everything that even calls himself as God and worketh in the footsteps of the holy, true, and living God, Satan opposes everything the Lord put out. Satan puts out right alongside. But God said, I will not hold you ignorant to the devices of your enemy. Satan's your enemy. The devil is your enemy. That old serpent, that lying spirit is your enemy. That deceitful spirit is your enemy. God said that your foes shall be them of your very own household. Them that are most close to you. Them that are going to be against you. Them that are most close to you. God said, them you can't forsake mother or father. If you love mother or father, brother, sister, cousin, more than you love me, best friend, more than you love me, self, more than you love me, you're not worthy of me.